the prayer of Saint Francis of Assisi. Thank you very much. Morning. Juan and I had a habit when we lived in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and also in San Marcos, California, to feed our birds. But birds there came in a small variety, sparrows, robins, you know. But here in Florida, you grow them a lot bigger. And I was watching one bird that was out in our backyard by our pond, and he was just standing there, and he did this. You know what I mean? You've seen those? And he did this for the longest time. And I'm just sitting there looking at this bird, not moving, not doing anything but just wings out, just standing there enjoying the sun. And as I think about that bird and this first Sunday of Lent, I say, I understand. God has traditionally called the church during Lent to have a time where we just hold our wings to the Lord and just sit or stand still and enjoy his presence. That's exactly what the Lord calls us to do for a time and for a season, if not at least a portion of every day. But also, as new creations in Christ, he has told us to be active. That we are the church. We are the people in the midst of the tragedies and the horrors of this world to be the people that bring God's peace to people who've experienced great hurt. That in Christ, we indeed have a new mission. But first of all, what does it mean when Paul says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, the old is gone, the new has come. The truth is that God has taken sinful and broken people, you and me, people who have been broken by that which we have done and by that which has been done to us, and he has made something new. We celebrate and rejoice in our new identity of being in Christ as new people. Whatever the loss, the pain, or guilt that you have experienced or are experiencing, God expects to anoint you with newness in Christ. It's not just about starting over, and it's not just about trying harder. It's realizing that he wants to do something new with us. He wants to take what is broken and make it new. As Paul said, we no longer see people as we do, but we see people as need of love, in need of friendship, in need of purpose, in need of the saving grace of God. As followers of Jesus, we have not only been given a new start, but a new worldview, a new life, a new reality. And that reality is that God exists, that he is greater than all our faults, that he is greater than all our pain, and that he loves us as unique individuals and desires that we love him, trust him, and follow him because he's the real deal. He's the real thing. We have been made new in Christ. Do we know that? Do we really come before God and say, thank you, Lord, I am new in Christ. You have given me newness. And I'm going to live in that. One of the greatest ambitions of any violinist is to play a Stradivarius. Stradivarius, in the 17th century, made 1,116 instruments, of which 960 were violins. And over 450 still exist today. So you can imagine the excitement of acclaimed British violinist Peter Cropper when in 1981 at London's Royal Academy of Music was offered to play a 258-year-old Stradivarius for a series of concerts. But then the unimaginable happened one night. As Peter entered the stage, he tripped, and he landed on top of the violin and snapped the neck off. Can you imagine how he must have felt? He was just absolutely devastated. A priceless masterpiece was destroyed. He thought it was irreplaceable, and he was inconsolable. But he took the violin to a master craftsman in vain hope that this craftsman might be able to repair it, and repair it he did. So perfect was the repair that the break was undetectable, and more importantly, the sound was exquisite. The Academy was most gracious and allowed him to continue using the Stradivarius. So night after night, as Peter drew his bow across those strings, Peter was reminded of the fact that what once he thought irreparably damaged had been fully restored by the hand of a master craftsman. God is that master craftsman. He has made us to be intimately connected to him, and we are crafted to live in his love. But at times, it's very difficult to do that. It's hard to let the old things die. And we often relive a failure, nurse a hurt, or hold a grudge. These have indeed shaped us and in large part have influenced who we are. But Christ reminds us the old is gone, the new has come. And we are now shaped by forgiveness, by grace, by love for self and neighbor. Yes, Christ said we are to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And not only our neighbors, but how about maybe some of those folks in our own families who we just cringe at the thought of a possible visit. But yet, they're family. They're who we are. They're part of our blood. As fellow followers of Christ are part of our blood, part of what Christ has made new, and we are told to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love them as we love ourselves. Remember, the old is gone, the new has come, and those things that are old have been cast in the depths of the sea, as the Lord said in the scriptures, and what is cast deep in the sea is not to be retrieved. As new creations in Christ, we have been reconciled to God, as it says in our scriptures this morning. And in turn, we have been given the ministry of reconciliation, that we are to bring people together. And most importantly, we are to bring people to the Lord. In other words, inviting others to receive Christ so that they too can become new creations, that they can toss the old into the depths of the sea, and they in turn can live their lives as ministers in reconciliation. And how much today in our world, in a place like Christ Church, New Zealand, or so many other places, do we as the church need to be ministers of reconciliation? All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. In November 2012, Cape Cod Bible Alliance Church in Brewster, Mass. Was burned to the ground through an act of arson. Though the congregation had no building, they continued to worship in school buildings and hold Bible studies in their homes. The church has since been rebuilt through the generosity of its members, and the first service in the new building was held on July 3rd, 2016. But here's the other part of the story. Not only did the congregation pitch in, but so did the arsonist by the name of Adam. He helped to rebuild the church. Throughout his time in prison, many of the members of the church prayed for him to overcome his drug problems and be rehabilitated. Adam believes that their prayers helped him to escape his destructive patterns, though he does not yet fully believe in God. Though they lost their church, This congregation has allowed this circumstance to be used by God as a tool for reconciliation for him. As the pastor of the church, Myron, said, reconciliation is a much better way to live than alienation. As followers of Jesus, we are not to hate but to pray. We are to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves, certainly, but we are to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. This is the first step to reconciling the word to Jesus. I wonder for myself and for all of us, who is it in each of our lives with whom we need to be reconciled? Who knows? Who knows who that person is? You know, God knows, and he calls us to be ministers of reconciliation. In Christ, as new creations, we are reconciled to God and given the ministry of reconciliation as his ambassadors. Now, being an ambassador for your country is indeed a special calling. Your role as an ambassador is to represent your country. You are the face of your country in another country. The citizens of another country will develop an image of our country by how the ambassador and his or her staff conduct themselves in that country. I remember the one Christmas season when I was aboard the USS Essex in the Gulf, and we were on our way to Kuwait City to spend Christmas. But on the way, we were involved in a mission of helping a ship that was sinking, a freighter, who we thought may be carrying illegal storage, but it turned out they were carrying rice. And as they were sinking and the water was coming in, what do you think was happening to the rice? And so our engineers went on board and were able to fix, and it was able to limp in to another port. And then we finally made our way to Kuwait City, where we anchored right off the city. And then as before we got there, the captain approached me and said, I want you and your folks to be able to provide a service. The ambassador has asked that we provide a service for them around the pool at the embassy in Kuwait City, the same pool that the embassy staff survived in during the invasion of Kuwait. So we went ashore, we met Ambassador Crocker, and he was an extremely gracious host. He allowed us to use his office, his personal office and phone, to call back to our families. He had his staff come in and provide passports for anyone that needed to renew or get a new passport. He was a great host, and so was his staff. And then that later on that day and that evening, we all gathered around the pool. His staff, which was made up of quite a few people who followed the Muslim faith and Christians, and there we were celebrating the birth of Jesus together as one people. I think of that time in Kuwait City, and I think, what a great ambassador that Ambassador Crocker was to us. And I was thinking, you know, as I was preparing this service, that's the kind of ambassador we need to be with people, regardless of who they are, where they come from, what their background. We as Christ followers must be the same to those who may not even know the Lord as the Lord is to us. As we have been welcomed into God's family in Christ, we must be like what it says in Matthew 25, verses 31 and following. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to drink. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. That's exactly who Christ calls us to be. As people, as ministers of reconciliation and ambassadors of his love, we are called to feed the hungry and clothe the naked and welcome the stranger, help those who are hurting, visit the prisoner, those in the hospital and rehab, and all those other places as we do. That the Lord is a great and gracious God, and he has been that to us by making us new. And what a delight and a joy it is to see someone else come to realize that they too can become new in Christ. And so I ask myself, as I ask all of us this morning, how can our church here at Bay Indies live out this call to be reconciling ambassadors for Jesus? Who is hurting? Who needs to be fed? Who needs to be clothed? Who needs to be visited? Let us pray. Lord, I'm grateful, so grateful for these folks here at Bay Indies and this church, this community. Lord, you have called us as a special people, that we are new in Christ. You have called us to go out and to reach the lost and help the hurting and care for the sick and wounded. And so, Lord, we're grateful today for this Lenten season as we take our time to spread our wings and just sit and enjoy your presence in prayer and the spiritual disciplines, which will indeed strengthen us to go out and to share love of Christ with others. And it's in his name we pray. And all the people said, Amen.